Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We've talked about how House Republicans want a possible shutdown or showdown to shut off the president's latest Syrian refugee resettlement program, and how state governors are leading the way in this. Here's Attorney General Loretta Lynch insisting to Congress that security and compassion for refugees are achievable goals.
All of our agencies will make every effort to vet every refugee coming into this country.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch speaking to the House Judiciary Committee earlier this week. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, how is this developing as a real agenda item on both sides of the aisle?
Well, John, House Republicans have come out with a plan about the pause they've been talking about for Syrian refugees. We'll get to that in just a second. I want to play for you a little bit of sound, though, that I found remarkable. This is from Senator Richard Burr. He's a Republican from North Carolina. He's chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Yesterday, while those senators were in the SCIF, the secure communications environment, the secure room where they get briefed here on the Hill, there was the developing plot at a soccer match in Germany. Listen to the way Burr described learning about that.
It just tells you just how evolving terrorist threats are, that while we're in talking about the last one, because we have TVs at our seat, we read about the German one, but our briefers hadn't even been notified of it. So as the vice chairman said, if this is the new norm, then we've got our work cut out for us.
What does he mean there? I mean, it is a French situation, and it was homegrown in France. And how does this specifically relate to security in the United States, in Burr's view, do you think?
Well, because senators and congresspersons on the intelligence committees are now starting to evaluate a whole new range of security concerns, from encryption to immigration, even to the NSA metadata program, John. That could come back after New Year's, and I advise people to maybe prepare for that. Let's get back to the refugee problem that you were talking to the last guest about, because it's very interesting. As I said, House Republicans have a new plan that will lead to the pause. Now, they don't specifically want to hold up refugees, but they have a new plan that calls for much deeper review and vetting of refugees, and also puts the political onus on the intelligence community. It says that Iraq and Syria refugees can only be admitted if the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Director of the FBI, and the Director of National Intelligence all certify to Congress on a monthly and yearly basis that each and every refugee is not a security threat. The FBI has to do background investigations on every single refugee and in turn certify. And then Congress gets oversight of all of this, and the program can't proceed. Here's the pause. The program can't proceed. These refugees cannot be admitted until it's certified to Congress that all of this review that I've described is up and running. They hope to vote on this as early as Thursday, John.
And are there Democrats that support this?
Well, I want you to listen to Chuck Schumer here. Democrats have been taking a go-slow approach. President Obama has said that not admitting refugees would be un-American. The administration wants to go on with this. Now, listen closely to what Chuck Schumer said to a gaggle of us reporters when we were sort of pressing him on whether legislation like this might pass.
Well, a pause maybe. We're waiting for the briefing tomorrow. A pause may be necessary.
A little bit of crosstalk there, but senators are getting an intelligence briefing today. House members had one last night, and there's the number three ranking Democrat in the Senate saying, yes, a pause may be necessary. We're going to review it.
Todd, you know, you're going to hit me over the head with a bat on this, but I personally just think this is so fundamentally dishonest. There's no discussion of the homegrown nature of terrorism in France, which is really what this is all about. The Syrian passport hasn't even been confirmed. This could have been grown within Paris. And there's no talk of Timothy McVeigh, the homegrown terrorist in the United States, and the homegrown terrorism that is occurring all the time in the United States. I just find this outrageous.
Yeah, John, I'm not going to hit you in the head with a bat because I asked senators a similar question. Is this really the issue? There's a trickle of refugees that come to this country. You know what they're really concerned about from a threat perspective? The visa waiver program. Millions upon millions of people can enter from 38 countries with no visa every year, and they're not being screened. From a threat perspective, the senators say that's the real problem. They're not reviewing that right now.
Like Saudis, which brings us to 9/11. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.